All right, guys, back for another episode. Trump, the art of the deal, elements of the deal, know your market. In this section, Trump is going to talk about the importance of knowing your market, knowing who you're addressing yourself to, knowing who your clientele is. So he's going to give praise to influential people like Steven Spielberg, Lee Iacocca, Woody Allen, and Sylvester Stallone. He's saying, some people criticize Stallone, but you've got to give him credit. I mean, here's a man who is just 41 years old at the time, and he's already created two of the all-time great characters, Rocky and Rambo. To me, he's a diamond in the rough type, a genius purely by instinct. He knows that what the public wants, and he delivers it. Trump adds, I like to think I have that instinct. That's why I don't hire a lot of number crunchers. I don't trust fancy marketing surveys. I do my own surveys and draw my own conclusions. I'm a great believer in asking everyone for an opinion before I make a decision. It's a natural reflex. If I'm thinking of buying a piece of property, I'll ask the people who live nearby about the area, what they think of the schools and the crime and the shops. When I'm in another city and I take a cab, I'll always make it a point to ask the cab driver questions. I ask and I ask and I ask until I begin to get a good gut feeling about something. And that's when I make a decision. Here, Trump basically is saying that he gets firsthand experience, firsthand knowledge, firsthand feel before he comes to a conclusion. He doesn't rely on third party. He'll make comments soon about consultants. But this is similar to what Peter Lynch says in his advice on stock picking. Essentially, it's basically by going on site, by being a client of the firm, of the potential company that you're looking at, by seeing how they treat their customers, by seeing how the stores are managed, by seeing how popular the products are with friends, with people that you know, and detecting tendencies, right? So Trump, again, is very big on the human gut feeling and human instincts. He's going to add, I have learned much more from conducting my own random surveys than I could ever have learned from the greatest of consulting firms. They send a crew of people down from Boston, rent a room in New York, and charge you $100,000 for a lengthy study. In the end, it has no conclusion and takes so long to complete that if the deal you were considering was a good one, it will be long gone. Again, there is another nugget here. It's sometimes you have to act with speed, with urgency, and that outsourcing decisions to consultants. Not only you won't get a conclusive outcome, but it's going to rob you of precious resources such as time and money. The other people I don't take too seriously are the critics, except when they stand in the way of my projects. In my opinion, they mostly write to impress each other, and they're just as swayed by fashions as anyone else. All right, so here Trump is making a comment on architectural critics in regards to his buildings at the time, but I'm sure he means it just as well for critics you could find at other publications such as the New York Times or elsewhere. Basically, he's making the astute observation that most journalists, most critics are really talking to amongst themselves. They want to impress each other with their article or their hit piece, right? So their audience isn't the broader market or necessarily the truth seekers. It's among themselves. And we see this group think very much at the mainstream media stations across the US, right? No need to go further in details. I think all the listeners will have their own opinion on how that has been verified of late. Trump then adds, What very few of them have is any feeling for what the public wants, which is why if these critics ever tried to become developers, they'd be terrible failures. And you can swap here developers for anything else, right? President of the United States or successful business leaders, right? We see that these, the critics are definitely not the men or women in the arena. They are basically being pessimistic and critical and want to sound smart among themselves, right? For other critics, but not, and it has no correlation sometimes with reality or with wanting an optimal outcome. So then Trump goes on. The funny thing about Trump Tower, right, that he was getting a lot of bad reviews at the time, is that we ended up getting great architectural reviews. The critics didn't want to review it well because it stood for a lot of things they didn't like at the time. But in the end, it was such a gorgeous building that they had no choice but to say so. I always follow my own instincts, but I'm not going to kid you. It's also nice to get good reviews. Moral here is to know your market by being on the ground, being in the field, talking to voters, talking to customers, talking to potential customers, knowing what people are interested in. Here he makes a reference to the, you know, the archetype of the customer he envisioned in the Trump Tower, like a millionaire Italian riding a red Ferrari, you know, people who want like more of a jet set life. This is the people that he was gunning for as potential clients in his Trump Tower. He wasn't trying to impress the New York Times architectural critic. He's trying to impress the wealthy multimillionaire looking for a chic cosmopolitan apartment in Manhattan and the lifestyle proposed through the Trump Tower. So knowing your market is very important. The way you achieve that knowledge often comes through experience and listening to your gut again. But he does concede at the end that it's nice to get good reviews, right? You want eventually for the mainstream to accept you. But sometimes the mainstream will come to its senses, right? Trump has to do a lot of really good things to get some recognition from the media. It takes time. At the end, some people, we have seen 2024, more people come to their senses and realize the good that he's done for the country, for the world. So, but he does put it in that order. He follows his instinct first. He knows his market. He goes for what his aim are, and eventually the critics catch up, but he doesn't do things for the critics. All right, and that's it for this episode. Thank you.